If you're a fan of good whiskey, and I know you are, you'd love my next guest job. Jimmy Bedford is the lucky man who serves as master distiller for Jack Daniel's. And at the end of the month, he's finally throwing in the towel after 40 years of hard work. But before he goes, he joins us by phone from Lynchburg, Tennessee. Hey, Jimmy.
Great to be with you today.
Thank you. Now, are we calling you at work? Like, do you have a bottle of Jack in your hands?
Well, I'm at work, but I do not have a bottle of Jack in my hand. You know, it's a dry county. I couldn't drink if I wanted to.
What?
No, it's a dry county. But what we mean by that, you can't buy it or sell it legally in town.
Jimmy, that's incredibly ironic, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, after Prohibition, states and towns and were given the options to vote. And this is a very, very small community. So today, it's legal for us to make it. There was a special act passed in 1938 here in the state of Tennessee, but again, we're not able to buy a drink or a bottle here in Moore County.
So where do you go to buy your Jack Daniel's, or you never have to buy it?
Well, it's only 9 miles and 10 steps for me to go to the closest store.
Not that you're counting.
That's still home with Tennessee.
Now, Jimmy, I guess the first question everyone wants to know is, what does a master distiller do each day?
Well, it's the responsibility of the distiller to make sure that Jack Daniel is made the same that it's always been made. We use the same grain formula, the same yeast, same distillation, and we all of it is made right here at Lynchburg using this limestone, mineral-free water that flows out of this cave.
So what does that mean that you do? Do you have to have small tastes of whiskey all day to make sure that the taste is consistent?
Well, people think that we sit here and taste and drink all day long, but that's not true at all. You know, we're much more effective, or you or anyone's much more effective to smell of the product.
Hmm.
When you're smelling, you smell all these hundreds of different aromas, but you can only taste about four things: sweet, sour, salt, and bitter. But, you know, my job is to take the grain, process the grain, cook it, ferment it, distill it, grow our own yeast. And when the whiskey comes out of the still, it goes through the charcoal mellowing process. And that one process granted Jack Daniel's family the right and the privilege to be called a Tennessee whiskey and not a bourbon. So that's about 15 days up to that point.
Okay.
And then it goes to the new white oak barrel, clear as water. 4 years later, 7 years later, it comes out with a beautiful amber color that you see in a bottle of Jack Daniel.
Now, as we said, you've been there 40 years, and,
yes,
and you mentioned you're the sixth person, only the sixth person to serve as master distiller. So for all those people who want to grow up to be distillers, what was your career path? How do you get to become a master?
Well, I grew up here in the community, and my father was a farmer. I thought I'd be a veterinarian, but working here during my summers, they extended an invitation to come back. And after a couple of years, I joined the company in the distillery department in 1968, and I worked under Frank Bobo, who was the distiller at that time. And, you know, he said he was going to retire at 60. Well, I said, well, this might be something that I could latch on to, and I really worked at it and was fortunate enough to get it in 1988.
Jimmy, do your family and friends just, have they grown to expect a bottle of Jack at every Christmas or every event?
Well, you know, Faith, working here, we are given one little bottle a month, and not that much. But being in a management role, I do have the opportunity to have a few cases given to me. But I use that for, you know, good relationship with people, and people see me walking down the road. I'm not good for a bottle of whiskey anytime they see me. That's
Jimmy, finally, I hope you're having a big bash of a retirement party, and it's not going to be dry.
Well, we may go to out of the county to have that.
I should think so. Jimmy, I really appreciate your talking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
My guest has been Jimmy Bedford, Jack Daniel's master distiller. For more about Jimmy, please check out our website, morefairgame.org.